Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shot can be champion, thrown throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Say, you've heard of some mighty strange and mysterious things happening at midnight. But can you imagine a stranger happening than this? It's 12 o'clock. The whole town is sleeping. Let's suppose we can walk into one of those dark houses, up the stairs, and into a room where Jim Griffin is sound asleep. There's something very unusual going on in Jim's room. Listen.
Hey, you! Wake up! You think I can wait around here all night? I got work to do.
Who's talking to me?
I am, doggone it. Wake up, will you?
Holy smoke, am I sleeping? And a man sitting on a bedpost. Who are you?
Me? Why, I'm a vitamin. Vitamin B1, they call me.
Go on, a vitamin is something to eat. It's a kind of nourishment.
Sure, I know I'm nourishing. I'm nourishing as a dickens. And listen, buddy, the reason I'm here is that you're not getting enough of me in the food you eat.
Oh, heck, I must be dreaming. Vitamins can't talk.
I can when I feel like it. Of course, I'm most always too busy to talk. Got a lot of work to do, helping to make good appetites, helping fellows and girls to grow, and helping to keep their nervous systems working right. I'm absolutely a
vitamin B1, huh? Where do you live?
One place you find me is in wheat. There's a lot of me in a grain of wheat.
But I eat lots of food made from wheat.
Aha, but that's the catch to it. You see, by the time they take wheat and grind it, or cook it to make it good to eat, I may not be there any longer. If you really want to get all the vitamin B1 that's naturally present in wheat, you'd better eat Wheaties.
Wheaties? Say, I've heard about Wheaties. They're pretty good then, huh?
Good? I'll say they are. They taste absolutely swell. And along with other kinds of valuable nourishment, Wheaties give you all the vitamin B1 of natural wheat. You'd better start eating Wheaties tomorrow morning.
You know, fellows and girls, I wish vitamin B1 could talk to you like that. It's so very important, so necessary in a good diet for athletes and everybody else who wants to get a champion start for the day. Remember this, will you? Those good Wheaties flakes are extra nourishing. They give you lots of vitamin B1. I hope you have Wheaties for breakfast every single morning. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Do you hear Uncle Jim's windmill airplane, the autogyro, as it circles over the Moro village of Culita in Mindanao? Uncle Jim and Betty are in the autogyro, and the odd-looking plane has been hovering over the village like a gigantic hawk ready to pounce. Their friend, the Beachcomber Whisper, is a prisoner in that village, where he's been taken by the notorious adventurer Dr. Shabato and his Lieutenant Lazaro. But Jack Armstrong and Billy and Nellie are about to attempt a rescue. Although the village Moros are hostile, Jack has, with him, the luminous dragon's eye ring, which the Moros believe possesses magic for Mala. He is going into the village with this ring and demand the release of the Beachcomber. While the attention of the Moros has been diverted by the autogyro, Jack and the others have approached to the very outskirts of the village. Now they are waiting for the autogyro to alight on the edge of the river so they may get final instructions from Uncle Jim. Listen.
The autogyro's coming down, Billy. She's floating down like a parachute.
And the Moros are coming out of hiding now, Jack. Look at them come out of their nipa shack. Boy, oh boy, that autogyro threw a scare into them, didn't it, Manua?
They very afraid of big eagle, that's what we believe. They think he's got magic from Allah, like a ring that shine at night.
Hey, didn't Uncle Jim set her down gently? He's opened the cowling. Did you see anything of Whisper, Uncle Jim?
I certainly did, Jack. They were just taking him into a large nipa shack when I flew over the village.
And what about Chapel and Lazaro, Uncle Jim? Did you see them?
They were all I did see after I hovered over the village for a moment, Billy. The Moros thought I was going to pounce down and swoop off of some of them, and they took to their shack.
Shall we go into the village now, Uncle Jim?
Now's the time, Jack. The Moros are pretty well frightened, and I think the Dotto will give up Whisper if you put on a big bluff.
But what about Chapel and Lazaro, Uncle Jim? They'll try to tell the Dotto that we haven't any real magic. They may make all sorts of trouble.
They'll certainly try to make trouble, Billy. But you and Jack and Manuel have got enough to convince the Dotto that you are more powerful than Chapado. You've got the dragon's eye ring, which the Dotto's afraid of. And Betty and I will be circling overhead in the autogyro.
Hey, Betty, afraid or eagle that pop wing, Uncle Jim.
I know they are, Manuel. Now, Jack, listen carefully. We've got to exploit their fear of the autogyro. You've got to make them believe that if they don't release Whisper, the eagle will swoop down and carry off the Dotto.
I'll do my best, Uncle Jim.
Betty and I'll keep an eye on you, Jack. Whenever you hold your arm straight up, I'll make the autogyro come straight down just like a hawk. When you lower your arm, I'll shoot up in the air again.
Have you got that straight?
You bet I have, Uncle Jim. And I'll make the Dotto believe that the Dragon's Eye Ring is doing it all, too.
All right, Jack. Betty and I'll take off now. We'll fly up the river a little way. We'll give you time to get to the Dotto before we circle overhead. Watch yourself, Betty. I'm going to close the calling.
We'll get started right away, Uncle Jim. Goodbye, Betty. We'll get Whisper back or out.
Hurry, he's bringing the plane down. She's coming straight down, Jack, right over our head.
Boy, it looks just like a big monster bird.
old friend. He say, please, tell Big Eagle not come down anymore. He say he get you friend.
All right, Mayua, tell him to get my friend right away. I'll pull out the Eagle.
Come on.
Chipato go up river for a long time.
Look, Jack, here's Whisper. Oh, look at him grin. Why, he's as cocky as ever. They didn't hurt him, Billy. We'll take him back to our camp and see what he found out about Professor Loring. Come on, let's get Whisper.
Boy, that was nip and tuck for a while, wasn't it? But now that they've rescued the beachcomber Whisper, do you suppose the information about Professor Loring? Well, it won't be long now before Jack Armstrong and Uncle Jim and the others will be in the land of mystery. The wild interior of Mindanao. And you'll certainly want to be with them, because there's an exciting and dangerous time ahead. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow to another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, get yourself a package of Wheaties right away. The big orange and blue package with the two famous General Mills trademarks, Wheaties and Breakfast of Champions. Yes, sir, you'll be having a genuine champion athlete's breakfast when you help yourself to a big bowl full of Wheaties with lots of milk and fruit. Once you taste it, I know you're going to be a regular Wheaties fan.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys.